Session number 9056, reel 1.
Yes.
How did you first meet your husband?
Well, I met him in the naval barracks when I was singing when the church in the naval barracks was newly opened, and there was the organist was a very great friend of mine, and I sang a couple of solos, "Abide with Me," and "Eastertide," another piece by Liddell,
yes.
You know. And then afterwards we had, you know, a little drink in the wardroom, and then in some way, I can't tell you exactly, I did meet my husband, and I think he was very interested in the musical side, and it was through him that they got to hear about me in some way, because I used to sing for the Plymouth Guildhall concerts, you see. And that was just how it started. And then we were married, and he remained on in the service until he was 40, and then had to come out, you see, because there was nothing further for him, and he went on into accountancy in the city.
Yes.
We moved to London then, you see.
What was the reaction of your parents to
Well, they were really very sweet about it and very nice. We went very carefully at it, of course, but he was a particularly nice young man, and has always remained a very nice young man, and always been very popular, not an extrovert or an introvert, but a very pleasant man to be with, you know, and always had something very interesting to talk about, so that there was no difficulty there at all, you know. But I don't know that nothing else exciting happened.
Where did you live when you first married?
In St. Budo, near Plymouth.
Yes.
One of the suburbs of Plymouth, really.
Yes. What year was this?
1918. And
yes, just at the end of the war.
No, I was married before the war. No, in 1911 I was married, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, how one forgets when time passes so quickly. But because we've had our golden wedding 2 years ago, yes. And we didn't have a lot of naval friends, strangely enough.
No.
Our friends were usually on the musical fraternity, you know.
Yes.
And we spent a very pleasant time. And then when my husband left the service, we immediately went to London because of the boys, you see.
Yeah.
That's what the boys were so... I had two boys.
Yeah.
One I've lost. And they both joined up, of course, for the war, you know. And both got commissions right away. And younger one is still in Tavistock. As I told you, he's a chartered accountant. And, well, we really...
You found things financially very difficult in the early stages.
Oh, very, very difficult, yes. Very difficult indeed. But we managed, and because we managed then, we find ourselves in the position that we're in today, you see. Things didn't come easy, like they do these days for youngsters. You see, I had a fair amount of sickness with the children, although they were a healthy crowd. And, of course, there was no national health then, you know. And doctors' fees were pretty grim, because the one that's a chartered accountant had osteomyelitis, and he was 3 years, off sick. And had an awful job to get in the Navy, but he was determined to get in.
Yes.
And when he joined, of course, he joined as a signalman, and they looked at all the cuts on his legs, and he said, oh, that was just something I had when I was a child. But, of course, when it came to his commission, they had to have seven doctors to see him. Yes. And, yes, our life has really been, I'm very much to be thankful for. It's been very pleasant and very happy, except for the loss of our eldest boy. He lost his wife in South Africa. He had a very good position with about 69, the whiskey people. And he was sent out there, and he had a very good job. But unfortunately, she contacted cancer and died out there, and he came home and soon died as well. So that was our great sadness, really. Because we faced up to Grandpa's trouble, you know. Yes. We saw that
in the course of things. Right,
yes, that's right, yes. We thought, well, if we faced up to it, you know, we should get over it. And so we did, you know. And we've really had a very happy time.
You can't have seen very much of your husband when he was actually in the Navy.
No, I didn't. No, you see, he was abroad so much. And the same with my father. You see, he was away constantly.
Yes.
One particular commission was for 4 years.
Yes.
You see, so that...
But you did also have this trip to Malta.
Oh, yes, as children, yes, and loved it, you know. Yes, yes, I remember that as being a very happy part of my childhood, you know, going on the ship for tea, you know, and whatnot. Yes, it was great. Yes.
I'm surprised, I must admit, that your parents were as tolerant as they were with your marrying a...
Yes, yes, my parents were like that.
Yes.
I had a most delightful mother.
Yes.
My father was a bit... more difficult, perhaps, but Mother was very sweet and helped. Yes, yes. Of course, he retired as a commander. He was lieutenant commander. An engineer he was, you know, not the executive, which, of course, is the starchy side. Yes. Anyhow. Well, I can't tell you anymore.
So that's very nice of you. Thank you so much.